DOJ strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2014-2015 and beyond.
The government is focused on getting Jamaicans working. In this mission, we cannot afford to be derailed by any forces, whether those forces are social, cultural, economic, or political. We cannot afford to be distracted from economic expansion and job creation.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Jamaica has so far passed all five IMF tests under the four-year extended fund facility with the multilateral agency as part of the government's economic reform program. The program seeks to reduce the country's public debt, bring macroeconomic stability, improve productivity of the labor force, and enhance investor confidence. In other words, lay the foundation for sustained economic growth and development. Acing the tests means the country is meeting its targets in instituting key economic reforms, enabling the country to draw down funds to promote growth and employment.
We have added in excess of 30,000 jobs over the past year. We want to add more and more of that.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. New employment opportunities came mostly in tourism, information and communications technology, and agriculture. Dr. Phillips says the government is focused on creating more jobs, especially in other sectors, to benefit more Jamaicans. Steadfast in its mission of job creation and economic growth, the government introduced a $600 million welfare-to-work program for some 2,000 beneficiaries of the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH. The initiative will be carried out under the Steps to Work program, which targets working-age members of families on PATH, providing them with training and on-the-job experience to enable them to seek and retain employment.
PATH and Steps to Work are important elements of the National Social Protection Strategy and recognition of the powerful outcome that is possible when the country invests in human capital.
Minister of Labor and Social Security, Derek Kellyer. He says the Steps to Work program is aimed at graduating people from welfare to well-being. Additionally, a $50 million US memorandum of understanding has been signed with the World Bank for the implementation of the Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth project. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the project will enhance competition in the business environment, facilitate strategic private investments, and support small and medium enterprises, SMEs. The initiative is being implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ, over a six-year period from August 2014 to June 2020. It will also facilitate the development of technical studies for critical sectors that the country may choose to emphasize as part of its growth strategy. Dr. Phillips notes that the government will seek to further explore the global dynamics of the business process outsourcing industry.
This is an area where we have made our mark, but where we can make a much larger mark as a country and put tens of thousands of Jamaicans to work.
The latest competitiveness report shows Jamaica improving 8 places on the Global Competitiveness Index, with the island now ranked 86 out of 144 countries for 2014-2015. The country was ranked 94 out of 148 countries in the 2013-2014 report and 97 out of 144 for the previous year. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the movement indicates that the government's reforms and policy shifts are advancing in the right direction.
Inch by inch, we are getting it right. Our diligence as a country, that is the government, the people and private sector groupings, is being recognized by the global community and is placing us in a better position to realize our long-term goals for Jamaica.
He says the government is determined to create the environment that will yield decent-paying jobs for Jamaican workers as Jamaica moves toward becoming the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Join us again next time as we continue to highlight the government's strategic priorities.
The
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.